Hi, sweetie. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about all the fantastically filthy, decadently dirty, and playfully pleasurable things we do to each other. Those moments between the kisses, cuddles, and caresses where we submit to our primal, bestial urges. Where we transform into two base creatures, licking, sucking, nibbling, biting, spanking, and scratching, throwing our bodies viscerally and violently together in irrational, uninhibited lust. Like the time I waited in the kitchen for you, leaning over a mixing bowl. Wearing nothing but an apron, teasing you with my oh so delectable derriere, suggestively and invitingly positioned, just begging for you to take me there and then. Which you did. I still remember those involuntary moans of pleasure I gave you. As you pushed me firmly down against the countertop and thrust yourself into me, roughly and possessively, in unbridled desire, using me the way I love to be used by you, and only you, as your own personal fuck toy, your dirty little slut, a hedonistic, horny homemaker. Dutiful to all of my man's needs. And I know you enjoyed those cookies I made. Oh, how I enjoyed the time I tied you to our bed, blindfolded, as I took my pleasure from you. First, by straddling your face. And demanding you to fuck me with that talented mouth of yours, giving me wave after wave of mind-blowing orgasms that your lips and tongue are oh so adept at giving me. Before lowering myself onto your hard, throbbing cock and riding you. Bucking and rolling fervently faster and faster, harder and deeper, until we were both fully spent, satiated, and satisfied. Or those times I want nothing more than your hard, throbbing cock in my lascivious mouth. When I kneel before you, frantically tearing at your trousers and your tip onto my lips before working my mouth down the full length of your cock, the sudden tensing of your body as you shudder and gasp with pleasure when I look hungrily into your eyes whilst taking the length of your shaft. From tip to taint and back again. Oh, how I love to tease and toy with your balls with both my hand and my mouth. And I love the way you moan, writhe, and squirm with pleasure as I fuck your cock with my mouth greedily and desperately. Gobbling every inch of it, relishing every drop of hot, sticky cum that I milk from you. The times when I demand your face buried between my thighs, with your tongue in my aching, needy, and wet cunt, probing me deeply, eliciting wonderful. Writhes and wriggles of my body as you greedily gorge every drop of my sweetness while licking, suckling, and circling my clit. Always knowing just how to bring me wave after wave of intense pleasure. Your grunts, moans, groans, growls, and screams that make the hair rise on the back of my neck and echo my own proclamation of pleasure. And those delicious times, you have to treat me roughly, making sure my hair is pulled, my ass is spanked, and every one of my holes is filled and pounded in salacious savagery. The way you call me your fuck slut, your dirty little cock whore. You're good girl. You're bad girl. Your pet. Your toy. Your property. Even though you know I own you in exactly the same way. All those little surprises we bring to keep things interesting, be it your reaction to my body in sheer lingerie, costumes, the invention of role playing, experimenting with our senses of taste, touch, sight, smell, and sound, elements of pleasure, elements of pain, of restriction and freedom, dominance and submission. Oh, the possibilities are bound only by our filthy and hedonistic imaginations. So baby, it shouldn't really surprise you that I've been thinking about you. Thinking about the naughtiest and filthiest and dirtiest and downright depraved things that you and I can't wait to discover. What new perverted pleasures we will explore when I next see you. I can't wait.